Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. How are you doing this Monday morning? It is 7:05 a.m. Los Angeles, California time. Thank you so much for joining the Coffee Chatter Internet Radio Show. I'm back. Had a nice vacation. I was gone for a couple of weeks. I had some things that I had to do that required a lot of concentration. But what can I say? I'm back. And Coffee Chatter is up and running strong. A lot of information out there, a lot of Hollywood gossip, a lot of doggy tales. And first of all, the movie, ba-bam! Did you catch a movie this weekend? If you caught one of these top 10 movies, as they say, you were in the loop. What a surprise in the box office this weekend. Remember, all the top 10 movie weekends are just an estimation. If I'm wrong, ooh, I apologize. Okay, here we go. Number one out. Very, very interesting, kind of surprised everyone was The Visit. I'm sorry, number one, The Perfect Guy. And that one is starring Sanaa Lathan and Michael Ealy. That one alone, this weekend was number one. On Friday, it raked in over $9 million. On Saturday, it raked in over $10 million. And on Sunday, it raked in over $6 million. So this is a little movie that came out of nowhere. Sanaa Lathan, if you used to watch The Cleveland Show, she played the voice of Roberta. Very good actress. She was also the star in Love and Basketball, which was out, you know, maybe, I don't know, about 8 years ago or whatever. But anyway, she's been around for a long time there. So The Perfect Guy came in. And you know what? I was walking through the Paramount lot about 3 weeks ago. And parked just two cars over from me was actor Michael Ealy. Very nice guy. I said hello. And he, ladies, let me tell you, he is yummy. So, you know, he was a nice guy. All right, moving on to number two, The Visit. Now, this is that show where they show the little girl in the commercial. She opens up the stove and Grandma says, "Why don't you get in the oven to clean the oven?" And I'm telling you, honey, whoa, Grandma seems like she a rockabilly. But anyway, it is too scary for me. But this weekend alone, raked in over $25 million. Not bad at all. But let me tell you, it sure looks scary and interesting. Let me know what you think on that one. Number three, the movie out this week, War Room. That one alone, raked in, let's see, over $7 million. Not bad at all right there. Number four, Straight out of Compton. Brothers coming on strong up in there. That one this weekend alone, raked in a little over $5.5 million. Not bad, but I mean, it has been really pulling in the money, and predominantly an African American cast. What can I say? All about NWA and Ice Cube and the Eazy-E back in the day. All right. Now, and you know what? I heard Straight out of Compton. Is it playing in Compton? Because I heard it was not playing in Compton. Now, that's not cool, but, you know, I guess they have their reasons. Maybe it's all a rumor, you said, she said. But anyway, Straight out of Compton, number four. Let's see, you know what's funny? Number one and number three and number four, predominantly African-American movies, African-American stars, raking in the dough. So don't let nobody say that African-Americans do not know how to act or they cannot draw an audience in. We know that don't make them no sense of whatsoever. Okay, number five, A Walk in the Woods. Well, I'm not going in anybody's woods, okay? I'm not too crazy about walking down the street, but if you want to walk in the woods, you go right ahead with your bad self. And that one raked in over $4 million. Number six, Mission Impossible, Rogue Nation. And that, of course, starring the lovely, delicious Tom Cruise. And that one this weekend alone raked in over $5 million. But it's been around for a minute. So, you know, touche for Tom Cruise and his Mission Impossible series there. It's always just fabulous. Number seven, No Escape. Not bad at all. That one raked in just about $4 million, give or take. Anyway, not bad at all. Number eight, Angelo con mucha tempest. I don't know what I just said, but you know what? I'm so sorry I don't speak Spanish well enough. I'm going to clear this up. un galo con muchos tables. There, I said it the best I could. No disrespect to any Latino-speaking audience out there. I did the best I could. I should have translated it. Anyways, that one raked you a little bit over $1 million. Not bad at all. Let's see. Number nine, the transporter refueled. Whatever. That one raked in just about a little bit over $2.5 million. Not bad at all right there. Number 10, 90 minutes in heaven. Well, you know, it did really good. It's number 10. And that one raked in a little bit over $1.5 million. But you know what, honey, when I get to heaven, I show them more than 90 minutes. Okay. Anyway, those are your top 10 movies. Of course, I'm in a silly mood. What can I say? What is new right there? Also, some coffee chatter information news. Check us out, www.coffeechatter.net. Don't get mad because I put those www's, because when I don't say www's, I get a bunch of emails telling me I need to say www. So I put the www's in there. Anyway, just go to coffeechatter.net. You can find all of our information about our next Coffee Chatter event. We are collecting socks. Yes, it is called our Sock It To Me. Sock It To Me. Anyway, yeah, I think it's kind of catchy. Don't blame me if you don't like the little handy title. I like it. Okay, Sock It To Me. My mother made that up. Okay, Sock It To Me campaign. We're collecting socks for the LA Mission. We need brand new socks. I don't want your dirty socks now. No disrespect to your feet and all that. But I just don't want your dirty socks, okay? And I don't want no used socks. No, no, no. We want some brand new socks up in here. And if you are working near Paramount Studios and you have a pair of brand new socks, we need it. The LA Mission needs it. Drop them off at Paramount Studios. If you get there and you don't know what to do, when you go through the gate and you ask for the chairman for the Paramount Studios contact information, there is Abdullah Hall. You're not going to forget the name Abdullah Hall. Okay, so just ask for Abdullah Hall, and he will make sure that the socks get to the right place. If you get there and don't know where to go, and the guard doesn't know, well, you just ask for Abdullah Hall, Paramount Studios, and you can drop off a brand new pair of socks if you're in the Antelope Valley and you have some socks. Well, you can bring them to Culture's Beauty Salon. If you are in L.A. and you have some brand new socks, well, you can take them to Knowles and Morgan Realty, okay? And if you are in have some brand new socks, you can bring them to First Class Beauty Salon, and that is on Manchester Road. Just check out the website, and it will give you the exact address for everybody, and so you know exactly where to drop off your socks. We need these socks. We need an ASAP, and we're going to turn these socks into the L.A. Mission. You know, if you don't have a lot of money, you got no problem with that. All you have to do is one pair of socks will help a homeless person. Again, and that is called First Class Beauty Salon, and that is located right there in Inglewood, California. So we have Hollywood, we have L.A., and we have the Antelope Valley. And if you go to First Class Beauty Salon, just ask for Cheryl Gordon, Paramount Studios, ask for Abdullah Hall, Knowles and Morgan Realty, ask for Yvonne Folk and Culture Beauty Salon. You can drop them right off there to the owner, Kathy, and everybody has a collection box. And at the end of the campaign, we will let you know exactly how many socks we collected for the LA Mission. Going to help a lot of homeless people out. Remember, the socks become their shoes. And become their gloves, and they, also will fold them over and make a pillow. I know it sounds funny, but it's true. And, 99 cents, $1, okay, $1.09 will really help. I'm just asking for one pair of socks from everybody. And Paramount Studios is centrally located to everybody in Hollywood. Okay, so all my actors and actresses and producers and writers and directors friends, let's get the Sock It To Me campaign moving. All right, people, this is Lynn Burnett. I'm so glad to be back. Much love, okay, to everybody. Talk to you next Monday. All right, bye-bye.